Chapter 24, The Bump on the Hill. Once the go-karts had been fully assembled and painted, they were finally ready for use. For the first hour that morning, Uncle Louie allowed the teenagers to push each other around on level ground. Then they advanced to rolling down the slope from the store. They could get all the way to the dry, rainy riverbed. With some fine-tuning, everyone's go-karts worked well, even Ponce's and Lima's. The two dogs loved chasing the new inventions. After lunch, Uncle Louie said, "Does everyone feel ready for the big hill?" There were loud cheers. "All right, then," he said. "Let's head out." Just to be sure they were all ready for the challenge, Uncle Louie started them out only halfway up the hill. "Stay away from that bump," he said. "When you get really good at handling your go-kart, the bump will be a lot of fun. But for now, I just want you to get used to steering and managing your speed."
"Ah, we can handle the whole hill," Lima complained.
"Want everyone to wait a little longer before you try from the top," Uncle Louie cautioned. "What's he so worried about?" Odin grumbled to no one in particular. Ponce, Damien, and Franz complained loudly about avoiding the bump, but Uncle Louie wasn't backing down. However, even with the restrictions, the ride was so fast and fun that the grumbling gave way to lots of laughter, happy shouts, and delighted screams. Two tinies fit comfortably in one go-kart, but it was possible for three to ride together if they hung on tightly. Odin hadn't made a go-kart, but he joined Ponce for several rides. Amy overheard him admit that he wished he'd made one too. As the day wore on and the sun began to set, Uncle Louie called out, "I think it's time to take a break for dinner." Several tinies were already halfway up the hill.
"Just one last ride all the way from the top," Kenzie begged. "This is so, so fun."
The tinies had learned well and were demonstrating good control of their carts.
"All right, then. One last ride all the way from the top," Uncle Louie agreed.
Everyone below eagerly grabbed their carts and began pulling them up the hill. Fredo and Maxie bounded after them.
"Can I ride in the cart on the way up?"
Rosa begged Amy as they began to trudge upwards.
"My legs are so tired of climbing."
Amy stopped and considered her request. Rosa wasn't tall, but she was quite round and heavy.
"Can we push her up, girls?"
"We can try," Georgia said unenthusiastically. She turned to Rosa.
"If you're so tired, why don't you just stay back this time?"
"But I love the ride down," Rosa moaned. "I just don't like walking up."
Damien was already halfway up the hill with Ponce and Franz, but he overheard the girls' conversation.
"I'll help," he offered, running back to give his assistance.
"Oh, good," Rosa said with relief, climbing into the cart.
Amy smiled gratefully.
"Thank you," she said to Damien.
She grabbed the rope tighter and began pulling hard. Georgie and Damien pushed from behind, and the cart went up the hill at a good speed. By the time they reached the top, they were last in line to go down. Charlie, Santa, and Milan had a big, clunky go-kart, but once it picked up speed, it went quite fast. Maxie chased it all the way down, barking as she ran, and Santa hooped and hollered. Zahir, Vanitha, and Lily had the most attractive go-kart. Vanitha had painted flashy blue swirls all over it. Zahir steered well, even though he had coerced Fredo to sit on his lap. Crowded into the back, the two girls screamed with delight as they zipped along. Next, the girls watched Damien, Ponce, and Franz fly down the hill, reluctantly avoiding the bump in the middle, and swerving skillfully past the trees on the edge of the forest. Everyone cheered when they made it all the way to the train tracks. They had gone further than anyone else.
"Let's beat them," Amy said impishly, her blue eyes sparkling. "I'll steer."
She took the front seat while Rosa climbed in behind her.
"Oh, don't go too fast," Rosa wailed, "and please tuck your hair and ribbons in so they don't hit me in the face."
Amy didn't respond with words, but she frowned. A little irked, she tucked her ribbons inside her dress and tied her long wavy hair into a bun.
"See if you can get over the train tracks," Georgia encouraged. "I'm scared," Rosa pleaded. "Let's just enjoy a nice ride down the hill."
"Push us off," Amy said to Georgia. Georgia put her hands on the cart and ran, pushing the cart as fast as she could to the edge of the hill. Then she jumped in behind Rosa. They were off, faster than Amy had ever gone before.
"Yes, we're going to beat them," she yelled.
Amy knew she needed to avoid the bump, but it came too quickly. For one glorious moment, they were flying through the air, laughing and squealing. Then the cart landed hard, nose first. With the impact at the front, the force pushed up the back end of the go-kart and it flipped completely over. As their vehicle continued to roll down the hill, the passengers rolled with it, colliding repeatedly with the hard ground, the wooden go-kart, and each other.
Finally, after what seemed like ages, the cart came to rest on top of its unmoving passengers at the bottom of a hill. Everyone came running.
"Did you see that?" Odin laughed loudly.
Pontsy was laughing too. The go-kart landed right on top of them. But they were the only ones laughing. Uncle Louie knew the accident was serious.